It's your new way to get up.
Good morning.
This is Clarence M.
And Claire, we're talking Dental Health Week.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
It is this week.
We're a little late to the party because it's Friday. But
no, yeah, it's all right. We're in the week, so it's okay. Okay. 2.5 days to go. It's all about pretty much, it's the Australian Dental Association's major annual oral health promotion period.
Okay.
So it's all aimed at educating us Aussies about the importance of maintaining good oral health hygiene, I guess, in every aspect of our lives. So yeah. It's not just teeth, it's mouth, it's tongue, it's all the rest of that goes in there.
And Sam, we actually have spoken previously about all of this.
Yes, oral hygiene.
Because we're comparing each other. Mm. I'm probably not as, is it stringent? Is that the right word?
Yeah, we'll run with that.
Stringent as you when it comes to
regimented in your
habits. Like brushing teeth and like, not that I don't do it, no. I do. But
I'm just strict and you're
like exactly 2 minutes. You have a toothbrush that times you and everything. I'm like, that feels about right.
Bought a new one the other day. You saw that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Expensive, but worth it.
So we went to the dentist a few weeks ago.
We did. We went down to Yamble
Dental Care.
Dental Care.
Yeah.
And we got checked out down there.
Yes.
To see how our teeth kind of fared up
and a big
with
thank
our different
you.
Habits.
Yeah, a big thank you as well to them because they did an amazing job.
Absolutely.
Now, we found out, Sam.
Ooh.
That you don't have as great a teeth as I do.
Yes, that my teeth are weaker.
Yeah, so basically the whole thing was you had a lot more fillings. I don't have any fillings.
I think you've had 11.
11. We're both the same age.
Good times.
So it turns out that because you grew up in a more regional and rural area,
yes.
And we're not talking like Griffith regional rural because it's you grew up in Broome.
Yeah.
Which there's no fluoride in the water. There's you drank apple juice a lot as a kid. Oh,
boarding school cost me dearly because we'd have a cup of orange or apple juice breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah,
and it wasn't apple juice.
It was cheap stuff. Crap. Yeah, okay. And so therefore your teeth are worse off. Whereas I grew up in Western Sydney as a little kid because we're talking little teeth.
Yes.
It makes a big difference.
Yes.
I had fluoride in my water. Not only that, but I also got these like little cap things, Fisher Seals, put on my teeth.
Yeah,
as a
and
kid.
I had never heard of those.
Yeah. And Fisher Seals make a big difference.
So they stop, can prevent you from getting fillings.
Yes.
Because the decay's got to go through those first before they get to your teeth.
So a Fisher Seal goes over the top, over the surface of your molars.
Ooh,
and it's almost, I'm trying to think of the right wording so I don't mess this up. It's almost like a plastic seal that goes over it. And so the part of the molar that could be affected the easiest isn't in the spotlight, I guess. Mm. It kind of gets covered.
Yep.
And those stay on for years. Now, I actually have to go back to the dentist and get mine replaced.
Oh, right.
You can get them taken off as an adult. I'd rather just keep them on.
Yeah, maybe I
They've
should
done a good
some.
Job so far. No, I think it's a bit late
too
for you.
Late, Dad.
They've done a good job for me so far.
Good.
But yeah, too late for you, Sam.
Well, we went down to Yamble Dental Care. We filmed our checkup.
Yes. And
so
we'll post that up on our Facebook page later on today.
Make sure you check out, see how we went. Big thanks to Anne and Emma down at Yamble Dental Care.
Big, big thank you.
Great job. And Emma's pregnant, isn't she?
Yeah.
So she's going to be going for a bit to, what do you do? Maternity leave. That's the one. Why'd I even say this? Why? Thanks, guys. Video will be up on Hit 99.7 Riverina MIA. Check it out.
Listen up.
This is Claire and Sam.
I'm a little bit self-conscious right now because normally I'm at the forefront of Samsung technology, right?
Oh, yes.
I know what's going on.
Yes, you are.
But unfortunately, I feel like I've been misled.
Duped.
Mm.
With a D. Capital D.
Anyway, so
is that how you spell duped?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So Samsung had a big announce that was coming, right? It happened last night. I'll tell you more about the announce in a sec.
Excited.
But I expected it to be the Galaxy S10, right? The Samsung Galaxy S10, which is the latest in their Galaxy range.
When did the S9 come out?
The S9 came out probably 8-9 months ago, but they like to get ahead of Apple in their releases.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Nice.
So when Apple came out last, Samsung came out like 2 weeks before.
Gee.
And so
2018.
Yeah.
Everyone's coming out.
We'll see. And so I started Googling Samsung Galaxy S10, seeing if I could find some like before knowledge, before they announced anything.
Yeah.
Turns out that's not what they were announcing last night.
Oh, they're not?
No, they're not announcing the Galaxy S10. But the internet makes out like the S10's already available or something because there's like videos of the thing and there's like photos up there and there's all this information.
Are these like in quotation marks leaked stuff or is it legitimate from Samsung?
It doesn't say it's leaked, but it's also not from Samsung. And so now I don't know what to believe.
Yeah, Claire.
Is this just like representations of what people hope for?
I don't know.
Because it looks like the S9.
Does it? Well, that's a fail for Samsung if it is. You should do what I do and just wait, just not care about it until it actually gets released.
Care.
You do. You get very passionate about this stuff. I love it.
The one thing I am happy about, though, last night they released the Galaxy Note 9. Now, they have had some issues with their notes in the past, mainly the battery and it exploding on planes.
Oh, was that
was
this
one.
Culprit?
Yeah. So that happened two galaxies ago, Galaxy Notes ago. They fixed the issue, they say. So the new Note 9 is now not quite available, but it was announced last night with all the details. So here, if you're looking...
Do they have like an unveiling like Apple where they get all these random people in the audience and go...
Welcome. Yeah, so for a month and a half, they've been spruiking this and it's annoyed me because I'm like, well, don't give me a month and a half. Give me 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, don't make me wait that long.
Mate, it works well, doesn't it? Good old marketing.
Anyway, so the new Note 9 looks pretty good. The battery life's been improved by heaps. The thing that really gets me is the storage on this thing, right? You're going to have up to a terabyte almost of space on your phone.
That's more than most laptops.
Yeah, included in the phone itself is 512 gigabytes of storage.
That is fantastic.
And then you can add an expandable 512 gigabyte SD card.
Don't know why you would need to, but that is a lot of storage.
Oh, yeah. Like, honestly, you'll lose everything. And then, of course, it's got all the other bits and pieces. I've never been a Note person, but mainly because I'm little, right? And this is the thing
that... tough size.
Well, this is the thing that Note doesn't take into account, is little people like me.
Oh, hand size?
Hand size. So the Galaxy Note is, like, bigger than the palm of... like, bigger than my hand.
Yeah.
Completely bigger than
my hand.
I can't reach one side of the screen with one hand. And so this looks cool, but I could never own one.
It's more of a laptop for you. It's a desktop computer for you.
It pretty much is. Well, I mean, the power in it is pretty much a desktop computer. Mm. But yeah, it's
size-wise for you.
It's like the iPhone X larger one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's
which some people love, but you can't fit in your pocket.
I can't fit it in my hand, let alone my pocket. I'm still struggling to figure out where I'm going to put my phone when I go to events. It's too big to fit in my bra now, so.
You know what's great? Sorry, real quick.
Yeah.
Pete, I want to see you hold a football, because most people can hold a football, right? Like a rugby ball or an AFL footy ball.
Yeah.
Actually, I want to see you hold a tennis ball.
Okay.
Does that look big in your
head? We're moving on now. This is Clarence M. Let's go! And Sam, we got a chance to catch up with Derek Muller not that long ago.
Dr. Derek Muller.
Yeah. He's a doctor of vitamins. Is that right? Or he just knows about vitamins?
He just knows about vitamins.
Okay.
He's got a lot of things going on.
He does, doesn't he?
Very smart man.
But he has this new series?
Documentary?
I don't know. It's SBS. So I feel like everything's a series and a documentary in one.
Quality programs. Absolute quality programs. And it is premiering this Sunday night at 8:30 p.m.
Awesome.
Also available on SBS On Demand. So make sure you check that one out.
Sorry, I thought I just put some hand sanitizer on. I thought I got some in my drink. It's all good.
Oh,
I
that didn't. Would be yeah, disgusting.
No, all good.
Clean out the insides very well.
Sam.
I don't know if Dr. Derek Muller would approve of that, Claire.
Oh, okay. Well, we got to catch up with him. And here is our chat all about Vitamania.
Claire, Vitamania, a new documentary is coming to SBS in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
It's looking very exciting. It talks all about vitamins, if they're good for you, if they're bad. And it's brought to us by scientist and filmmaker Dr. Derek Muller. And he joins us this morning. How are you, Dr. Derek?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Yeah, we're good.
Did I say that? Do you say Dr. Derek or Dr. Muller? Or are you happy with Derek?
you can say Derek. I'm
cool
with that.
I like it.
Well, Derek, first up, okay, so Vitamania, what is it all about?
It is a big look at vitamins and supplements, you know, from what are they, when do we discover them, and are they good for us? Should we be taking them?
Well, I mean, that was my real question this morning as well, is are vitamins even worth taking?
You're really cutting to the chase there. you know, it's an interesting kind of case-by-case basis because, you know, I've met some people who desperately need vitamins. I met this guy in Boston, and he has scurvy.
Ooh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, his teeth were falling out. He was really tired, and he didn't know what was going on with him. And he went to the doctor, and like nobody could figure this out. And eventually, they tested his blood, and they looked for what are his vitamin C levels, and it was like zero, undetectable.
Wow.
So when you are living off a diet of, let's say, bread and peanut butter and cereal and stuff like that, and you're not eating any fresh fruit or veggies, well, then, you know, you're going to have some serious vitamin deficiencies and have real problems. Scurvy is something, obviously, we think about from a couple hundred years ago, sailors, you know, half of them dying at sea. But it can still be a problem today. And I just think that is kind of amazing.
Mm.
Derek, so, obviously, the vitamin world that billions of dollars are manufactured, sold. Is it too condensed? Is it too flooded the market?
Well, it's interesting you mention that because, yeah, globally, the market's like $100 billion.
That is a lot.
It is a lot. And you think about the number of products on the market. It's about 85,000.
Wow.
And it's a market that is just taking off. You know, I think everyone has this desire to, like, live a better, happier, healthier life. And I can totally appreciate that. Maybe we're looking for it a little bit in the wrong places. As I say, you know, for certain people with certain particular issues, deficiencies, then vitamins can be miracle cures. There's these issues of kids in the developing world who don't get enough vitamin A in their diet, and they get a night blindness. So basically, they stop being able to see, when the sun goes down. So for them, it's a couple pills a year of vitamin A, like a high dose vitamin A, and that'll save their sight and even save their life if the deficiency was really that bad. So there are some dramatic uses of vitamins, but for a lot of us, like the people. There's like a billion people globally who take a vitamin or supplement regularly. For most of us, you know, it can be just a waste of money.
Are we being
slack?
Are we trying to have vitamins in place of our normal fruit and vegetables? Like I take vitamin C, probiotics. Am I just trying to cheat the system and avoid having to eat vegetables?
Well, it really depends, right? Like, here's the thing. I feel like there was this sort of scientific utopia vision for the future that maybe was prevalent, say, 50, 60 years ago when we thought, all right, everyone can just, you know, pop a few pills, they'll get all their proper nutrition. What we've learned, I think, since then is that food is so much more powerful and interesting than we could ever have guessed.
Yeah.
So there have been these 13 vitamins identified, but there are tons, I mean, thousands of more chemicals that are pretty essential to our lives. And we don't even, you know, quite recognize how all these different phytochemicals. I think like an apple has over 1,000 of these different things. And so if you just think, okay, I'm not going to eat my fruit and veg, I'm going to eat chicken and chips every night, and I'm just going to pop a couple pills, I'm going to be, you know, good to go. I don't think that that's going to work. So, I think that's an important message of the film, which is, you know, you can't just pop a pill and think that that's a supplement for eating well. You know, eating well is the best way to go.
We are currently talking, Claire, to Dr. Derek Muller.
Yes.
He is a well-known, you know, scientist and, I guess, documentarian now. Mm-hmm. And Vitamania is coming to our screens very soon.
Now, Derek, we talked earlier about vitamins and how many there are in the market. Obviously, it is, you know, that multi-billion dollar industry, and you see advertisements for all sorts of vitamins and bits and pieces all the time. But are all vitamins the same? Is one vitamin C tablet from one company the same as another vitamin C?
I just think kind of eye-opening when you think about, all right, well, you're popping that vitamin C pill. Where does that vitamin C come from? Likely a factory in China, and not anywhere near an orange at any time in its life. So I just think it's a fascinating sort of way that our perceptions are skewed. Like we think we're taking something natural and we're taking something that's, you know, just distilled from foods when really it's a factory product, you know, and I think we should just be open and honest about that. You think about vitamin D, which, you know, used to come a lot from, say, fish oils, cod liver oil. These days, a lot of vitamin D is made from sheep's wool because sheep's wool has this fat on it. Yeah, it's lanolin, this sheep fat. And then what you do with it is you pull out the cholesterol and irradiate it with ultraviolet light and do a couple reactions to it, and that is your vitamin D. So essentially, it's the greasy stuff coming off a sheep fleece and then processed into vitamin D pills. So,
I don't think I wanted to know that.
Well, I just find it fascinating. Yeah. You're like, you know, no, you're popping this pill where that a lot of that molecule came from the back of a sheep.
I thought and, they were cupping sunrays and putting it in a bottle.
Yeah, and I mean, you think how many sheep does Australia have? So a lot of the world's vitamin D actually comes from Australia.
That's cool.
Remarkably enough. Yeah,
that is remarkable.
It's fascinating.
It is. Okay, I can understand. We could also ask a million more questions, but you're going to have to tune in on Sunday, August 12th, SBS at 8:30. Derek Muller will be presenting Vitamania. And it sounds like they've got their place, Derek, but maybe...
That's right, yeah. The whole point of the film is to break down the sense from the nonsense. There's
cool.
some real right. important purposes to vitamins, but there's also, you know, a lot of bogus.
Yeah.
So we try to debunk that.
Absolutely. Well, Vitamania, once again, SBS, August 12th, 8:30. Do not miss it. And, of course, you can catch up on SBS Demand as well. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you.
Claire and Sam.
Weekday mornings from 6.
Hit 99.7.